The evangelical, fundamentalist, and Pentecostal denominations began the new millennium verging on juggernaut status. To the surprise of some observers, the sectarianism and fragmentation of American Christianity remained as visible at the turn of the 21st century as they had been 100 years earlier. A consensus on this development is taking shape, as we will see. The old mainline churches have been culturally and institutionally displaced by a new plurality. Yesteryear's supposed fringes are taking over American Protestantism's main square. Documentation is far from perfect, and statistics can be as misleading or obscure in this realm as in any other. The half dozen or so periodic religious surveys, membership directories, and atlases of religion published in the United States are useful but incomplete, in part because of the unwillingness of many small and mid-sized denominations to participate in religious samplings. The Atlas of Religious Change in America, 1952 to 1990, begins with several pages to explain its methodologies and omissions. In a nutshell, only 80 to 85% of religious adherents were included because scores of churches, mostly white, conservative, or black, did not cooperate or submitted unsatisfactory data. Fully presenting them would only enlarge the biblical and conservative predominance. In contrast to the secular and often agnostic Christianity dominant in Europe, Canada, and Australia, the American view encompasses a very different outlook. One in which a large minority is in key ways closer to the intensity of 17th century Puritans, Presbyterian Covenanters, and earlier Dutch or Swiss Calvinists. As we will see, these are not comforting analogies. The world's leading economic and military power is also, no one can misread the data, the world's leading Bible-reading crusader state, immersed in an Old Testament of stern prophets and bloody Middle Eastern battlefields. There is, to be sure, a large and growing secular culture in the United States. Among Northern University graduates and cultural elites, it is dominant, stronger by far than that of the biblical and salvationist contingent. However, the Republican coalition and administration of George W. Bush is heavily weighted toward the 30 to 40% of the electorate caught up in Scripture and the prospect of being suddenly transported to God's side. This is enough to push the United States toward what Chapter 6 will posit as a national disenlightenment. Indeed, American foreign policy has its own corollary to the end times worldview. The preemptive righteousness of a biblical nation become a high-technology, gospel-spreading superpower. Chart 1 details several of the most striking public faces of this extraordinary American belief system. Against this backdrop, Christianity's unusual evolution in North America does indeed merit more attention, as religious historians such as Mark Knoll contend, than sophisticated elites in London, Paris, Beijing, or New Delhi, or for that matter in New York, Washington, and Los Angeles, have so far extended. While American religious tendencies toward parochialism and moral or political crusades mattered little in 1890, 1914, or even during the Cold War, they take on much greater importance now as Christian, Jewish, and Muslim holy lands occupy absolute center stage in world politics and as sites of military confrontation. The idea of the United States as a biblically spurred great power, which has been framed by historians such as Walter McDougall in Promised Land Crusader State, 1997, has had unforeseen relevance to the Bush administration and cannot be cavalierly dismissed. Historically, great powers have too often gone out in blazes of religious invocation. The newly Christian 4th-century Rome of the Emperor Constantine and his successors held up the cross as Rome faced military defeat and crumbling frontiers from Hadrian's Wall to Assyria. So did 17th-century Spain, the proud but ill-omened command post of the Catholic Counter-Reformation. Vestments of crusaderdom also cloaked Imperial Britain's overreach in World War I and its aftermath. Those uncomfortable precedents will be elaborated upon in later chapters. First, however, we will take on the prominence and many flavors of religious radicalism in the United States, truly as American as apple pie. Chart 1. The American People, A Biblical Worldview. The Bible, A Literal Truth. Newsweek poll, December 2004. Is the Bible literally accurate? National sample, yes, 55%. Evangelical Protestants, yes, 83%. Non-evangelical Protestants, yes, 47%. Catholics, yes, 45%. Christianity, in what do you personally believe? God, Newsweek poll, 2000, 94%. Gallup poll, 2004, 80%. Fox News poll, 2004, 92%. Miracles, Newsweek poll, 2000, 84%. Fox News poll, 2004, 82%. Heaven, Gallup poll, 2004, 81%. Fox News poll, 2004, 85%. Angels, Gallup poll, 2004, 78%. Fox News poll, 2004, 78%. Hell, Gallup poll, 2004, 77%. Fox News poll, 2004, 78%. Satan, the devil. Newsweek poll, 2000, 75%. Gallup poll, 2004, 70%. Fox News poll, 2004, 70%. Belief in highlights of the Bible. ABC Primetime Poll. Are these descriptions literally true? Noah's Ark? Yes, 60%. God's creation of earth in 6 days? Yes, 61%. God parting the Red Sea for Moses? Yes, 64%. The Book of Revelation and the Coming of Armageddon. Will events in the Book of Revelation occur sometime in the future or not? CNN Time, 2002. All Christians? Yes, 59%. No, 33%. Born again, fundamentalist, and evangelical categories? Yes, 77%. No, 15%. Will the world end in an Armageddon battle between Jesus Christ and the Antichrist? Newsweek, October 1999. All Christians? Yes, 45%. No, 39%. Evangelical Protestants? Yes, 71%. No, 18%. Other Protestants? Yes, 28%. No, 54%. Catholics? Yes, 18%. No, 57%.